Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Lamed Zayin. Mitzvah Shin Lamed Zayin 337, as we continue in Parshas Bahar with the Dini Mamonis mitzvahs. The Torah tells us in after Sheni, V'chi Simkru Mem Karla Misecha, Kono Miyana Misecha, Al Tonu Ishes Achiv, do not take advantage financially of your friend. Chazal learned from this the mitzvah of Ona'as Mamon. We're going to have in a couple of days the mitzvah of Ona'as Dvarim, that's insulting, but today, the financially tricking my friend, that is the Isser of Ona'ah. Rav Sternbach writes in Tava Das, what is the connection between this mitzvah and the previous discussion in the Torah? Shmita V'Yovel says of Sternbach, if somebody appreciated the message of Shmita V'Yovel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of his parnasa, of his food, and he is not the Baalim, Ein Hu HaMevi Teref L'Beiso, then it won't be hard for him to keep this mitzvah. It'll lead right in. You're not going to take Ona'ah. Because you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you everything. You realize the Gemara in Maseches Beitza, the beginning of the second parak, that everything is katsa for Rosh Hashanah. So that's it. There's no reason for me to try to rip people off and trick somebody because it's going to be useless. I'm not going to be able to make a penny more than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kotzev, decided that I'm supposed to get on Rosh Hashanah. So Shmita V'Yovel, the message of Shmita V'Yovel, leads right into the Isser of Ona'ah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo lahonos echad mi Yisrael, bein zachar, bein akeva, b'mekach u'memkar. Applies to men, it applies to women. Does it apply to non-Jews? Hopefully we'll see B'ez Hashem a little later. Shine'emar, v'chisim ku memkar la'misecha, o'kono mi'ana misecha, al'tonu ish azachim. Do not violate Ona'ah. Do not rip people off. Gemara tells us, Amr zacharim lavracha, mi'ana misecha, davar aniknem y'aliyad. The context of the Gemara, the Gemara says, is davar hanikne miyav liyad, something that can be transferred from hand to hand, meaning, klomar, metaltalin, movable items. What does that mean? This is, the Chiddush is referring to a Mishnah in Maseches Bava Metzia, on Daf Nun Hei, where the Mishnah says, ein ona'a l'karkaos. There is no ona'a when it comes to karka. What does that mean? What does that mean, ein ona'a l'karkaos? So how literally do you take it before we even get into the chinuch? There is a three-way machlokas rishonim. If you look at Rashi and Maseches Kiddushin, Rashi says, all ein ona'ah l'karkos means is referring to a detail of hilchas ona'ah. If you look further down in the chinuch, in Dibra Maskel, the Amru Zacharim Lavracha, the chinuch says that the shiurim for ona'ah are threefold. Number one, if somebody rips somebody off less than a sixth more than the price, so then that is nothing. Nothing occurs. Is there even an Isser less than a sixth? We'll see. At exactly a sixth, that's called Mekach Kayam Umachzer Ha'onah. The Onah, you have to give back the amount of money, the 1/6, but the Mekach is Kayam. If it's more than a sixth, rip-off, so then one has to, the whole deal is finished, it's a Mekach Tos, and everything goes back to what it was. That is by regular Dini Onah. Says Rashi, you know what Ein Onah L'Karkos means? It means that at 1/6, you don't have to give back the money. That's all Ein Onah L'Karkos means. But all the other halachas of Onah apply. A very limited approach to Ein Onah L'Karkos. Bali Tosus, Rabbeinu Tam, in the second Berakin Kedushin there, says on Rashi, no. That's not what it means. He also has a limited view, but Tosfos says that even if it's more than a sixth, we still say that it stands by karka. But even Tosfos says once you get to 100%, then also yeshona even by karka. If you're ripping it off, if you're charging him double the price, 100% ona. Number two. And then we have the third opinion of Ein Onah L'Karkos, which is the Rambam and the Rif, who just say Pashup Shat. Ein Onah L'Karka, period. There are no exceptions given. The Rambam explicitly argues with Tosfos. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mechira, Afilu Machar Shava Elef Dinar, Elef Bidinar. Even if I sold something worth 1,000 for one, or a Shava Dinar Be Elef, or one for 1,000, Ein Ben Onah, there's no Onah when it comes to Karka. That is a three-way machlokas we show in him. How do you understand the principle of Ein Onah L'Karkos? There could be, though, a parallel machlokas we show in him in terms of Onah L'Karkos. And that's what the Chinuch weighs in on right here. The Chinuch, and it's really based on the Ramban, on our pasuk right here, says, Ein Onah L'Karkos does not mean there's no Isser of Ona'ah. Of course there's an Isser of Ona'ah. After all, the Chinuch himself is going to say, the context of the psukim are about karka. They're talking about making sure the land goes back properly. The context of is karka. You're going to tell me Ona'ah doesn't apply at all by karka? Says the Ramban, says the Chinuch, no, certain details might not apply to karka. Like Rashi said, maybe like Tosfos said in a sense. But of course there's Ona'ah. This is very different than the Rambam. According to the Rambam, and according to the Rif, by the way, in Bamitzia also, Ein Onah L'Karkos, period. L'chora, they would say that there is not even an Isra of Onah by Karka for some reason. We'll have to talk about it, but first let's see the words of the Chinuch. The Ein Kavanas HaMedrash, continuing now, what we're up to. Ve'en Kavanas HaMedrash, Shelo Yazir HaKasav Alonah HaKarkos, Kemochei. The Kavanah of the Medrash is not to say that there's Onah at all. Elohein Yinulo Marshadini Onah. Certain details of Onah don't apply to Karka. But, of course, it should apply. The only reason, he continues, it says, Chazal understood it as being limited to Kalim, is because it says, Okano miyad amisecha. It says miyad, and you can't get karka from the yad amisecha. But otherwise, says the Sefer HaChinuch, the laws apply to karka. Avo next paragraph, Avo ikar ha'azhara, bein b'karka, bein b'metalslin, hu b'emes, shu ishar nesho lohono sabriyas ladas. We're not allowed to take onah, even by karka. It's just that by onah, by metaltalin, if it's more than a sixth, the whole mecher is batel. Why? Because people can't handle that. But by karka, because it's something that's always there, there's a larger flexibility in mechila on behalf of people. And therefore, even if it's more, that's what it means, ein onah b'karkos. People are mochel more because they got the land, so therefore they're happier. They'll be mochel more. But the isser of onah, for sure applies. And there might even be limits to onah by karka, like Rabbeinu Tam said, 100%. And then he says, v'keima sha'amru, z'chorin l'vracha, l'rechaflaga, he says, karka, davar shavah, l'kol kesef. People are more flexible in their mechila issues by karka. That's all it means. And then he says, v'aray l'dvarenu, what's my proof that really karka is not so excluded from onah? Because what's the context in our pasuk of onah? It's karka. It's a kashmita and yovel. And therefore, it has to apply to zui das harambanzal. And this is also the day of the Ramban. This is the Ramban, this is the chinuch that karka is included in almost everything in onah. Ein onah b'karkos is very limited. The Rambam and the Rif don't say that. The Rambam and the Rif say there's no onah, period. What could be a svara? They also hold you're not allowed to rip people off. What could be a svara for the Rambam and the Rif that say there's no onah at all? So the Nemuki Yosef in Bava Metzia on that Rif says it's based on the same Gemara that the Chinuch just quoted. What does the Chinuch quote? Bava Kama Yudalid. The Gemara there has a line: Karka Davar Hashavek Kol Kesef. What does that mean? Karka is something that's equal to all amount of money. So the Chinuch said it means people are mochel more on Karka. Says the Nemuki Yosef, no. Reading into the Nemuki Yosef, real estate is hard to put a price on. It's based on where it is. It's based on if people want to pay that for it because they want to be there, you're not ripping them off. Not ripping them off. They want to pay so much because it's worth it for them to be on this block and this community with this garden, with this house. It's much harder to put a price tag on a piece of property than on a cup, than on a gold watch. That's much more gold watch. You could figure out based on different markets. But in terms of real estate, you could have the same house in two different places, but because of the neighborhood. So that's what it means, davar shavah kol kesef. By definition, says the Chinuch, in giving pshat to the Rambam and the Rif, the karka is worth whatever you pay for it. So there's no onah, because whatever you pay for it, that's the price. That's tricking. He knows he's paying more. So that could be the shita of the Rambam and the Rif, who say that ein onah b'karkos is very wide-ranging. That's the language of the Nemuki Yosef, where he says it is davar hashaveh kol kesef. It's based on that Gemara in Miseches Bamitzia. He says it on that Rif. Mukiyos, I'm not going to spend time looking for it now, but that's where he says. Okay, we continue. Shorash haMitzvah Yadua. The shorash of the Mitzvah, the hashkafa by the Mitzvah, is obvious. Says the Chinuch, ki hu davar shaseich hamerolav. It's logical. You don't rip people off. This is one of the sichlios that even if it wouldn't be written, and even if you're a non-believer out there, so you're still going to follow these laws. Shane Roy, Lakachas Mamon, B'nei Adam, Derech Sheker V'Tarmis. Is it appropriate to take people's money like this? Everybody should take what Hashem has graced him with. This doesn't mean you don't make a profit. But your profit should be you sell something at the true market value, but hopefully you bought it for a cheaper price. But you're selling it. You're not tricking people with it. You're just selling it for more than you bought it for. And therefore, says the Chinuch, it is logical, and also it's way society functions. You don't want to be ripped off, so don't rip people off. And a person shouldn't feel also that he's a rich guy. It doesn't matter, he won't do it, because you never know. Riches are a galgal hachozer ba'olam. And he ends off, Uchu tell us Rabbi, Yeshuva Shalom, Vashem Barakula Shevis Yesar, Hashem created the world to have a functioning society altogether, and therefore Ona is inappropriate. A number of Svarim quote a story of the, or a pshat of Rav Nassan Adler. Rav Nassan Adler was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer. He quotes that there were a number of non-Jews that came to Rav Nassan Adler and asked him about a Gemara in Baba Kama. I guess they were well-versed in the Gemaras that were somewhat controversial. The Gemara at the end of Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, says that Shmuel bought a gold pole, or a gold jug, a kachal zav, from a non-Jew, and he was mavliya one coin in the four. And the pashas of the Gemara is that he only paid three, even though he should have paid four. And they asked Rav Nassan Adler, Shmuel got Shmuel, he violated or no? He paid three when he should have paid four, and the non-Jew didn't realize it was a gold. Right? The non-Jew thought it was barzel, that it was copper. And said, Shmuel not only took a gold instead of copper, but he ripped him off. He only paid three instead of four. What kind of terrible person is this Shmuel? They asked him. Rav Nassan Adler replied, no, Dover Pella, you don't understand. You don't understand what was the kavanah of Shmuel. And you don't understand what the word in the Gemara means. What does mavliya mean? Mavliya means swallowed up in. That doesn't mean he paid one coin less. It means he paid one coin more. Like the Gemara sometimes says, schar havla, be mavliya something, swallow it up in another payment. That's what it means. He paid five instead of four. Why'd he do that? Because Shmuel thought to himself, he sees this guy, and he says, wow, it's a gold cod, and he's selling it for copper. There's one or two things. Either he's an honest guy, but he just doesn't realize, or he's a ganef, and he stole this, and he's trying to get it off his hands as quickly as possible. How could I figure out which one? If he's an honest guy, said, I want to give it back to him. If he's a ganef, I want to get it from him to give it back to the original owner. So Shmuel thinks to himself, I'll pay him one extra, and I'll see what he does. If he sees, we know we have a deal for four. I'm going to give him five. If he gives me back the one, he says, you paid me extra, then I'll know he's an honest guy, and I'll say, here, this is yours, and I really have to pay you a lot more, because, you know, it's gold. And if you don't want to do it, I understand. But if he doesn't give it back, that means he's a ganef. Because he sees he's getting five and not four, and therefore, I'll know that I'm going to keep it and try to find the original owner. That's the pshat of the Gemara, says Shmuel, says Rav Nassan Adler, about Shmuel, right? Just the opposite. He's not being ma'ana. He's trying to get it back to do what's best for this man. That's quite quoted for the surah of the Yagdal Torah, but it's in a number of places. Sternbach quotes it, and others quote it as well. Okay, we continue. As we said, the three levels of ona'a, more than a shtus, less than a shtus, and at a shtus. Umasha amarnu, skip down to the bottom. Shebe ona'a she yisera al shtus yisvatel ha-mekach. That's that which we said, that if it's more than a six, the whole mekach is batel. V'yafal pisha hezeh halach labeso b'ma'osav, v'zeh b'peirosav, even though everybody went home already. The deal is finished. Still, when does it go back? Dafka sheba lachzer bo mishinis ane. The only time the deal goes back is if the guy who got ripped off comes and says, I want my money back. What's going on here? I just realized this. But what if the guy who did the ripping off comes and says, no, price just went up and I really want it back because I can sell it for an even bigger price. So let's go back on the deal. Then you don't. It's not chozerbo. It's only chozerbo latova of the one that got ripped off. But if the attacker, not the victim, if the one who actively did the avera comes and wants his money back, we do not let him have his money back in that case. Also, the Chinuch deals with the fact that, according to the Gemara, there are different time periods for Onah. You don't have forever. You can't come back 25 years later and say, you know, you ripped me off, I want my money back. There are different levels. The Yomer Zecharon Levracha says the Chinuch, the next paragraph, Binyani Onah, Shein Roy Lios Dina Chazara O Abitol Nimshach La'olam. It's not forever. Ela Zman Katziv Hu Shenasnu B'dvarim. Kadeshi is Kaimun Yani Mekach Umemkar Bebene Adam. It depends on the place. It depends on the item. It depends on normal behavior amongst people. It's not equal. Do they live close to each other? Do they live far from each other? If they live far from each other, I'll give him more time because maybe he wants to be chozerbo, but he just doesn't live here. If they live in the same town and he's not saying a word, it must be with mochel. How much time do I have to give to assume that he figured out that he was ripped off and he didn't say anything? So this is what the Gemara talks about in Masechet Bava Metzia. Different times are suggested by the Gemara for different types of items and different types of cases. He continues and says as well that besides karka, there are other items that don't have onah. Also, maybe because you cannot put a price tag on them. They're learned out from sukkim there in Gemara Metzia, but also you can't put a price tag on them. What else does he say? Uva elu, skipping down. Ve'elu dvarim she'em em dini onah l'shum adam. Afilu nimkru pishnayim. Ve'alvish, even though there's an iser onah, still. So he spokes karka. Avadim, because they're hukash l'karkos. Shtaros. Hekdeshos. There's no onah by these items. Why? Hekdesh, maybe because Hekdesh is not your friend. It only applies to Amisecha. But Avadim Shtaros, maybe because you can't put a price tag on an Eved. Really. Inherently. You can't put a price tag on a Shtar. Shtar is about the Raya Shebo. So that's why it'd be a svar why some of these are excluded. If you look in the last paragraph of the Chinuch, V'harotze li'inatza mikol shash in yonah elu shekasavnu, if you want to be safe, Yochalomer, you can tell the lokeach, chayf the buyer, chayf et zeh, shani mocha lecha, yodeh ani shish bo na, at kach v'kach. You could say, the price is this, but you know what? I'm asking you more. But that's, you mean, as long as it's lada'as, as long as he knows about it, so then they're just making a condition. That's not a problem. I'll sell it to you on condition that you pay me $20 extra. So if the guy agrees to it, that's fine. Oh no, it's the only way you're mavlia it, you make it part of the price, and you're tricking the guy. But if you're making it a condition, then there's no no. There's no even onah's dvarim. But yes, he says, this is what it says in Mizam Metzia, v'chulu. V'nohekes v'chal makam v'chal zman, obviously onah is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, it's a mitzvah that applies bizban hazeh. The over alzeh, and look at the last two lines, because one of the parts is controversial. The over alzeh v'asa onah l'chaveiro, l'da'as, b'shtus o yoser, if somebody violates onah, in this case, for a shtus or more, over alavzeh. But then look what he says. Avopachas b'shtus, what would I have said? We said there are three levels of onah. Less than a shtus, nothing happens. Less than a sixth. Why? So what would we have said? What Rovri showed him, Pashta say, because people are mocha less than that. You did something wrong. You violated. You still ripped the guy off. But it's less than a sixth, so the most people are mocha, so don't worry about it. The chinuch goes one step further. Less than a sixth is not even an aveira. And this bothers the achronim. Avobapachos b'shtus, hitiru zechronim levracha lehistaker letagar, but they take it out Yishuv. People are allowed to quote unquote trick people less than a sixth. That's business. That's normal business practice. It's not called stealing. It's not called ripping people off. Sheyipsu b'nei adam sarcheim muchanim b'chol makom. People know they're going to pay a little more in order to get what they need, and therefore less. That's the reason for less than a shtus. Rav Asher Weiss has a piece on right here on the Minchas Asher on Bahar. He does not like this chinuch for a number of reasons. It doesn't sound that way. You look in the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like it's an implicit mechila, but mechila means you aren't supposed to do it. So therefore, it's a big chiddush, that line in the chinuch. And then he adds off, but in look at a lav zesh l'fisha nitan lihishavon. You don't get malchus on this lav because it is nitan lihishavon. It is able to be paid back. Right? It's a lav anita klase, lav anita klatashlumen, and therefore one doesn't get malchus. This last point, though, brings us to another important sugya, and that is, what is the relationship between ona'a and gezel, conceptually? Gezel, I steal something from you. Ona'a, I rip you off. Is that a form of stealing? There are two Yisurim in the Torah. There's Lo Sigzol, and there's Ona'a right here. But conceptually, are they connected? If you look in the Rambam, where does he put the dinim of Ona'a? Not in Hilchos Nezikin, Gezela, and Geneva. He does not. Where does he put Ona'a? In Hilchos Mechira. That's where the Rambam puts it. But if you look in the Torah in the beginning of Siman Reish Chav Zayin and Hilchos Ona'a, it's all in Choshe Mishpah, you can't be like that, but the language of the Torah in the beginning of Reish Chav Zayin, the Ein Lokin Alav, you don't get Malkus for Ona'a, Lefi Shebichlau Lav Delo Sigzol Hu, Denitan Lehishavon Shehama'an Es Chaveir Chayav Lach Zero. No, the Isser is included in the Isser of Lo Sigzol also, and just like Lo Sigzol is a Lava Nitan Litashlumin, so too, Ona'a is a lavanita l'tashlumen. How seriously do you take what the Torah says? That's a machlokas between the Beis Yosef here and the Bach. How seriously? Is Ona'a really a form of gezel? Says the Beis Yosef, no. Pirish shedomeh l'lav de lo sigzol. It's similar, it's parallel, but it's not included. Says the Bach, no, look what he says. Herach mazeh bishudetim afurish b'lav de lo todo shita glase. It doesn't say to return it. By Onal, therefore Leficha Chuzach Lomer Debechla Lav Lo Sigzolhu Yomadu Zemizeh Shebekulan Chisaron Mamonhu. They're all causing a loss up to my friend Shemachaser Es Chaveiro VeKamar Hasam Ditzrichi. So he says based on a Gemara at the beginning of Ezeo Neshech the fifth parak of Bamitziah. Yes, there is a very close affinity between Gezela and Onah. The Prisha on the bottom, Pirish, Shigam ze Gzelahu, Ubigzela Xiv Heshavesa Gzela. Darmina Lava Nidakla Say Dashava, they look at a love. So right here, the Mefarshim on the Shulch on the tour seem to say that the tour is very serious. If you look at Reb Chaim and Hilchas Bechira argues. He assumes, or he holds like the Beis Yosef. Reb Chaim assumes that Onah is a din mechudash. A din mechudash. Really, this is regular business. You should be able to keep it, but this is a din mechudash. The Torah says, just like there's a ritva in the beginning of El Zeon Eshach that says it by ribis. Ribis is not stealing, says the ritva. Right? Money makes money. But the ritva says, the Torah is mechadish, you can't do it. So what the Ritva says by Ribbis, Reb Chaim says by Onah. It's fine, but the Torah's Bechadish that you can't do, it's fine mitzad Gezel. But the Torah's Bechadish you can't do it, so it becomes Aser Mishum Onah, but not Mishum Gezel. So this is a big discussion conceptually, what is the relationship between Gezel and Onah? And I'll just leave you with the halakha that the Minchas Chinuch discusses in Oz Dalet at the end. Onah is mutter from non-Jews. Gezel obviously is, not obviously, but we passim is not. But Onah is mutter from non-Jews. That's a big shiloh, because they assume there's nothing wrong with it. You're paying the price. But that's the difference between Gezel and Onah, even in terms of halacha l'maisa. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But I'm sure we will continue next time with getting back a little bit to a Yovel type of halacha, not selling one's land forever, and we'll get to being pidyon and related issues.